Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Ever feel like your phone is glued to your hand? Like you're constantly checking, scrolling, reacting, even when you really shouldn't be? We've all been there. In today's world, it's easy to get sucked into the digital vortex and lose track of our own needs and well-being. That's why we're diving deep into something crucial: setting healthy boundaries in your digital life. Think of it like this. Social media is a party you can choose to attend or not. But just like any good party, there are certain rules you wouldn't break. You wouldn't barge in uninvited, talk over everyone else, or stay way past your bedtime, right? Well, the same goes for our digital interactions. It's about being respectful of your own time and energy while also respecting those around you online. So, what are some key takeaways to help you set those healthy boundaries? First off, get real with yourself about your usage. Track it. There are tons of apps out there that can show you exactly how much time you're spending on social media, and trust me, it might be more than you think. Once you know the numbers, you can start to pinpoint those times when you're most susceptible to mindless scrolling. Next, schedule digital detox breaks. Think of it like taking a refreshing break from a bustling city. Step away from the constant noise and reconnect with yourself. Try dedicating certain hours, days, or even entire weekends where your phone is off limits, or at least minimized. You'll be amazed at how much more you get done and how much more present you feel when you're not constantly plugged in. And speaking of presence, remember that social media shouldn't dictate your happiness. Don't let the highlight reels of others make you feel inadequate or envious. Focus on building genuine connections offline, where real conversations happen and authentic relationships flourish. Now, here's something super important. Be mindful of what you consume. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling negative, anxious, or stressed. You don't need to surround yourself with negativity, especially online. Choose to follow accounts that inspire you, educate you, and make you smile. Remember, your digital space should reflect the kind of energy and vibe you want to cultivate in your life. Finally, remember that it's okay to say no to notifications, requests, and even invitations to online events. You have the power to choose how you spend your time and energy. Don't feel pressured to constantly be available or connected. Think about that friend who always seems to be on their phone, barely acknowledging anyone around them. Yeah, not a good look. Be the person who puts down the phone, looks around, and truly engages with the world around them. Let's say you're at a dinner party with friends, you know, those IRL gatherings that still matter. You're catching up, laughing, sharing stories, when someone whips out their phone and starts scrolling through social media. Suddenly, the conversation lulls, the energy shifts, and it feels like everyone's waiting for them to put the phone down and rejoin the moment. You feel a little disappointed because you know they're missing out on real-time connection. It reminds you of how important it is to set those boundaries, both for yourself and for the people around you. So, remember, setting healthy boundaries in your digital life isn't about being anti-technology or rejecting social media altogether. It's about using these tools consciously and intentionally, making sure they enhance your life rather than control it. Be mindful of your time, choose your content wisely, and prioritize real-world connections. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Ready to level up your digital detox game? Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you found it helpful. It truly motivates me to keep bringing you these insights. And hey, let's continue the conversation on social media, but maybe not today. Stay tuned for more real talk advice and actionable strategies for reclaiming your time and finding balance in the digital world. Until next time, keep it real.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.